This
is not the news.
With Anna Palmer
and Oliver Bramley. Hello. Welcome to This Is Not the News. We shouldn't find that so amusing.
Why do you sound like a Dalek, Ollie?
Because I have very limited skills on editing software, and it was the only one I could find that added some kind of gravitas to it. Hello.
Well,
yeah, this is mildly peculiar. As we've sort of been, we've been planning this for months.
Months of hard planning. Thoughts, and we've had to tear down so many ideas that haven't been good enough.
Yeah, or suitable.
So much self-criticism, some telling off.
Yeah, it's been quite traumatic.
You're very traumatic, but art is traumatic.
This is art.
Art is trauma.
Art, oh God.
I know. It's a Sunday, it's not even a Sunday, it's a Saturday evening.
And
we're getting in deep.
Okay. Right. So this is not the news. However, sort of slightly confusingly, it
we
sort of is. We are the news. We are the news, and we're doing a show that's not about the news, but is.
It's the news as we want to say it, but we can't say it when we're actually doing the news, because you have to be non-biased and polite and when we're doing the actual news. So this is our chance to sort of not be those things.
Yeah. Okay.
Which is interesting.
Yeah, we're being ourselves.
Which is always worrying in an enclosed room.
Yeah, later on I'm going to dim the lights in here, as Anna's showed me where the dimmer switch
for
is.
Atmosphere.
For atmosphere and just general sort of fun.
Seductive vibes.
Yeah. We're going to start with a story that I think has captivated the nation.
It's really sort of... I've never seen the UK this fired up.
No.
Until... and what was it? Unless the last time we redid Winston Churchill's funeral.
Did we redo Winston Churchill's funeral?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, and it cost us loads of money.
Why did we redo it?
I don't know.
He was only dead once.
Well, you know, I mean, and he wasn't the nicest of men.
No. Wow.
You know, he got us through the World War, but I mean...
Yeah, he was also a bit of a Tory.
Yeah.
Does that mean that we're going to redo Thatcher's in a few years' time?
I really hope not. So I'm going to cope. But yeah, anyway, so this story has sort of really... that we were meant to be talking about has really sort of gotten everyone very uncomfortably riled up.
Yeah, it's plastic bags. Suddenly, plastic bags cost 5 whole pennies. And... this has thrown, well, no one except, like, the Daily Mail off kilter.
The Daily Mail loves this sort of thing. Next week it'll be that the plastic bag charge causes cancer. Or that the plastic bag charge money is going to put immigrants in 5-star hotels.
Oh, I bet it will.
I bet that's what
I bet it will.
For.
I bet, like, the new charges, are, like, if you buy a plastic bag, then... if you weren't, that plastic bag would be donated to, like...
An immigrant
or something.
Someone undesirable.
Yeah, they ran a ridiculous headline, which was... plastic bag charge! How to get around it!
Bring your own plastic bags, which is the point.
As if somehow...
oh, you've won! Yeah, take that, big business. The Daily Mail is coming at you.
They... I sadly have been on their website, and they did.
Why did you do that to yourself?
Well, I like to see sometimes what they're saying. Apparently, a cashier at Asda told Adrian Price that he could not put his shopping into a reusable bag in case it was contaminated or dirty, even though the rules are designed to encourage this.
It's like. Armageddon or World War III, but the funny thing is, and this is why the story is so relevant, I am, believe it or not, from Wales, and we've had a 5p plastic bag charge for years.
What?
Years.
I mean, firstly, the surprise that someone from Wales has managed to get out, cross the border.
When I did come into university, a boy that I met asked me if I needed my passport to come into the UK.
Was he a student?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
And I said no, because I didn't. Obviously. It was just a sort of bizarre, like I'd broken out of North Korea or something. Like, how did you get here? Like, by train?
Did you?
Yeah. But nice. Yeah, we've had a 5p bag charge for ages, and whenever I used to come to uni, I'd be like, yes, just take all the plastic bags, and now I can't. And there's been one in M&S as well. I mean, plastic bags are rubbish. Like, they're really bad for the environment. Like, they were a pretty awful invention.
But I
threatening the liberal freedoms that this country was not founded on.
Yeah. I just don't understand why anyone is having a problem.
Who has the time to get that angry?
Daily Mail. But what I quite like now is that I think plastic bags are going to turn into like a bit of a fashion statement.
Yeah.
Because...
Wow, look at him.
Oh, he...
He's bought a fresh plastic bag.
Yeah, like you'll look at someone walking down the street with a plastic bag full of shopping and you're like, wow, they've got money.
He's a baller.
Yeah. He's got cash.
He gets his whole student loan.
Yeah. Like I've seen people walking out of the Sainsbury's in Hyde Park with an entire week's shopping just like balanced on their arms.
This is the world we live in now. There's no rules. It's anarchy. We're carrying shopping in our hands.
It's
what's it gonna come to? I've seen stories of people stealing trolleys.
Yeah, one Tesco's has had to. In fact, in this one Tesco's has had to put electronic chat tags round its bags for life.
Sorry, we've just been sent a picture of my... You can see on the Twitter, my friends have collected all the plastic bags because we knew that this day was coming. Me being from Wales, I collect them anyway because, you know, I'm used to this 5p charge. But there's just a picture of my friend posing rather...
Nonchalant.
I would say, so almost aggressively, actually. Yeah, it's quite... some plastic bags. So get on Twitter and tweet us at This Is LSR with your pictures of plastic bags. It's probably worth about... a good couple of quid.
Yeah.
The amount of plastic bags.
Show us your plastic bags, which sounds like a really sleazy chat-up line.
Yeah.
Ooh, hello, love. Can I come round your house and borrow a plastic bag or two?
Sounds like something that would get sort of muttered in your ear at, like, space or mission or some sort of, like, slightly grimy student. Like.
I pay for my plastic bags. Oh!
He's a keeper.
My God.
Husband material.
Well, I generally would... I only carry a tote bag.
Oh, God. Well, this is the hip, edgy and dry show, so, I mean, what more can we expect?
Yeah, they're actually really bad for the environment,
they
tote
are
bags.
Terrible.
Because tote bags, yeah, because no one ever uses them enough to, like, offset the fact that they're made of loads of tote.
So we should all just use those in plastic bags anyway. Everything's terrible for the environment.
Everything. Or we could just... take like a bag that you haven't like used for anything else. Like when I go shopping, I take a rucksack.
Same.
Yeah.
I go on my bike and I take a rucksack.
So do I. I always find that I never have enough space for loaves of bread though, and I usually have to then buy. I went to Aldi the other day. Anna's just given me a look of what, Oliver?
Where's the Aldi by us?
Oh, it's just down the road. It's about to. This is really good radio.
There's an Aldi.
It's about 6 minutes cycle away.
Oh,
yeah, but I had to buy a plastic bag because I did not have enough space for my breaded goods.
Breaded goods, or do you mean goods that are bread, or do you mean goods that have been breaded? Because you've been very ambiguous there.
My two loaves of bread and my garlic wraps, if I remember correctly.
So they're not breaded.
They are flipping out.
That are maintaining a high level of journalistic standards on this show.
Just being pedantic.
Just because it's not the news doesn't mean we're going to let things like this slip by.
It's going to be a really long, long year. This, I think we should probably bring... Yeah, we're going to play a song. This is No Light, No Light. I've never heard this.
Have you not? No. I saw Florence... I used to love Florence and the Machine.
Ah. My mother saw them and she said she was quite drunk.
I have a story about Florence Welch.
Well, why don't we play this?
I have a famous story about Florence Welch that we can all enjoy after this song. Yeah, also by Florence Welch.
This is No Light, Low Light. Hello.
And welcome back. You're listening to This Is Not The News with Anna Palmer and Oliver Bramley, who are, coincidentally, your heads of news at Leeds Student Radio.
We are.
I mean, I don't know how much newsing we really do. We just seem to organise a lot of people and tell people what to do. But, you know, it all seems to work quite well. Ooh, I like these sort of suave vibes. I feel like we should have a glass of port and some cheese or something. I don't know.
Actually make me look slightly, like, common.
Sometime. Oh, no, I'm really middle class.
Yeah.
I'm really middle class.
Hello, I'm Anna Palmer and I'm really middle class. Yeah. It's reassuring to know that there are people out there who are as middle class.
Or even more so
than myself, coming from the ghetto of North London. My mother actually texted in... me, not just generally, to say all the people in Muswell Hill use tote bags. I use my tote bag every day at least once. So there you go.
My mum uses her reusable bags as well.
Ooh, I bet she does.
Yeah, because she's very middle class. Yeah, that's what middle class people do.
They do. They sort of get excited about these things.
Sort of, ooh, there's a new reusable bag with an interesting pattern on it.
Yeah. We most of our reusable bags, we bought them on the continent.
Oh, like nice little French supermarché ones and like...
Yeah, obviously. I mean, it's not only are you helping the environment, but you're also showing people that you can afford foreign holidays.
But not, you know, sort of tacky foreign holidays.
Oh, God, cultural. No. Cultural ones, yeah. I mean, we didn't actually enjoy them.
No, that's not the point of middle-class holidays. No. You go somewhere in the middle of France, it rains, you try and speak French, and you eat lots of their food, and you come home with a headache.
Yeah. I mean, my mother's a historian, so we traipsed from castle to castle. One time, she actually gave a tour of a church, and we were looking at the frescoes on the wall, and... then once she'd finished showing us round, a bunch of tourists came up and asked if she could give them a tour as well. So she did. And we all sat in the car waiting for her.
We were in France 2 years ago. Cause my grandma has a house out there.
Of course she does.
In the middle of the countryside. And we'd gone somewhere for the day and I made the mistake. My dad's sort of like... he didn't do history, but he's into his history, like sort of modern Spanish Civil War, World War II sorts of things. And we drove past this sign and it said... Maison George Clemenceau, and I went, oh yeah, he was involved in writing the Versailles Treaty. And my dad sort of got this like glint in his eye as we turned the car, and then we drove to this. It was just a house. There's nothing really there. It's just this guy who signed the Versailles Treaty and kind of messed it up a bit and was significant. And me and my sister sat outside in a strop because we were like, I'm not going in. My parents went in. We lay outside on the ground for an hour and then they came out and we all went home.
We do that at National Trust properties. Oh, I wish I was joking. But you mentioned before the song...
Ah, yes.
...that you have a story.
Yes. It's my only famous person story, really.
So, yeah, this...
time for one of my stories. I hope you're all ready. It was only relevant because we were listening to the Florence Welch track, but when I went to Glastonbury when I was 17 years old, we were walking around in the daytime and we went to the silent disco tent and we just went like to have a look inside, like it was empty because it was daytime. We're like, oh yeah, no, we'll come back here later. This will be really sick tonight. Like, yeah, like headphone cool. And we went in and we like sort of like, oh yeah. And we're about to leave and then Florence Welch sort of like floats into the tent. There is nobody in this tent apart from me, my friend Lucy, my friend Ben and his brother Matt, and
of
Florence
course.
Welch. And then there's the music playing through the headphones and my friends all like froze because Florence Welch just came and danced with us. But it was just me because my friends didn't know what to do. So I was dancing with Florence Welch and there was a moment where she was pulling my skirt up and sort of touching me vaguely inappropriately. And I was very confused, but I still love Florence and the Machine, but I loved them back then. So I was just sort of like, okay.
I've been mildly touched by Florence Welsh.
Yeah. And she I don't think she, it'd be something that she'd remember, because she was very drunk, I think.
What?
she was intoxicated. And we asked her for a photo and she said no and ran away.
Oh.
So I have no proof. I have no proof of this dance.
Well, when you make it, Anna, into the world of
hip, edgy
radio.
Mm.
Yeah. When you're presenting a late night show on Radio 4,
yes.
Then maybe you'll be able to interview and say, you touched me.
In a tent. In Glastonbury. When I was 17.
Oh.
I mean, I think there are worse famous people's stories to have.
Definitely.
She is actually quite famous.
She is. I mean, my claim to fame, Billy Mitchell lives on my road.
Oh, no, you've got a better claim to fame. Who your mum taught.
Oh, yeah.
It's not really yours. It's via your mum you look quite cool.
Yeah. This is
particularly pertinent to sort of edgy LSR, where grime is hip and in, I think.
My mum taught Skepta.
We should record that as your comeback for everything. Well, my mum taught Skepta,
so... Yeah. And her friend, who she now works with, taught them English. So, in some ways, my mum is responsible for them being able to write.
Yeah. I think that's a credible claim to make, to be honest. She is responsible for Shutdown.
Yeah.
The sound of edgy nights in Leeds.
It is. It is the sound of edgy nights in Leeds. I love it.
Me and Oliver went out last night.
What? No. Yeah, we did.
You have to be comfortable with being seen in public with me. No. And it was played.
It was played, and we listened to it.
And we danced to it.
We did, yeah.
Good times were had, I think, by everyone.
It's great fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think I'm going to bring in perhaps, well, yeah, this is a regular feature.
Hopefully, unless we get told off.
Which
is fairly likely.
We might. It might happen. I'm not sure. It might be a regular feature. We'll let the jingle explain.
What's in the cat hole? What's in the cat hole?
What's in the cat hole? This is a sort of, hopefully a regular feature where Ollie fills one of his very edgy Canal Mills tote bags with a mystery item, and I have to guess what it is.
Put your hand into the bag and...
Oh, I'm going into the tote bag. I can't...
It's in there.
Right.
Have you found it?
Yeah, I really don't know what it is.
What do you think it could be?
It feels like something wrapped in foil.
It's not. Oh. Would you like to bring it out of the bag?
It's a very small head of a woman.
It's a disembodied head of a Christmas angel.
And that's what's in the cat hole this week, folks.
What's in the cat hole?
A disembodied head of a Christmas woman?
Yeah, angel. Yeah. Angel?
She's a brunette. She's got a bit of blue tack on her neck. She looks very placid. You know, I don't think like... Yeah. Do I keep this?
I'd actually quite like it back. It's part of the decoration for my room.
Shall I return it into the cat hole?
Thank you.
Goodbye.
I got this when I was working in John Lewis.
Oh.
I was in the Christmas department and there was broken stock, so I stole the head of a disembodied Christmas angel.
You were one of those weird kids, weren't you, who like dissected animals and did weird things. I can tell.
possibly hit a nerve. I was. I actually, at the age of about 12, I thought about doing a series of YouTube videos called Mr. Dissection.
I don't really know how to respond to that.
I didn't.
Apart from that, I'm quite glad that you didn't.
I didn't do them. I didn't have time, and I also couldn't get hold of the necessary things to dissect.
Well, yeah, I can remember when we did dissection in biology GCSE, and I was in the triple science class where there were three girls and about 25 horrible, horrible boys. And it was because it was like the clever people science classes where you got separate GCSEs in chemistry, physics, and biology rather than
triple
just,
science.
Yes. Well, you know, I was kind of a big deal. No, I wasn't. I retract that statement. And we had to dissect these hearts, and the one girl had to leave the room because she felt sick, and then me and my friend Zoe dissected the hearts and did all the worksheet, and we then put them on our hands like gloves and high fives, and then some of the boys had to go and be sick and they watched us do it. So that was a fairly successful day for me.
God, you're weird.
Well, yeah, yeah. You. That's the thing, we're both weird.
Oh, I'm not... there might be a new presenter next week.
Well, good luck trying to find it, dissecting boy. Mr. Dissection.
I didn't actually do it.
Yeah, but you wanted to.
I did want to. Yeah, it used to be dance. Well, should we do something topical?
Yes, let's
do something really serious and topical.
Because we can now talk fully with our full opinions about
things.
Because it's not the news, it's opiniony. Because the news shouldn't be opinioned. Opinionized?
Something like that. Yeah. So this is a feature that comes with this. Is it a pig? Or is it a public service? What is David Cameron messing with this week? So this week, and my mother's just told us, it's called comment. What we're doing is called comment.
Okay.
So this week, he's actually been trying to do a lot of things.
Yes.
Had his fingers in many pies.
But not many pigs this week.
Not many, what that we know of.
I mean, who knows?
I mean, that could be a terrible comment on Samantha. But this week he has decided that he's going to be cutting tax credits for poor people because...
Oh, not just poor people, middle income families as well.
Oh.
It's not just hitting vulnerable people, it's sort of hitting everyone.
Oh.
Who's not really, really horribly rich. Which is a shock from the Conservative Party.
Yeah,
it's the party of working people.
In fact, the only real party of the Labour movement.
Yes.
Not
Labour. They hate working people.
Yeah, they really do. I heard Jeremy Corbyn actually sets fire to the poor.
I heard that he punched a nurse in the face.
Yeah, because you know what? He hates Britain.
He's a danger to our society.
Yeah, do you know what? He's probably been into a mosque. And, being culturally,
he has definitely been kind to people who look like they could be terrorists. So
yeah, he once, he said...
He held the door open for someone who definitely wasn't very nice.
Yeah. He once said that it was a shame that Osama bin Laden was executed like he was. But then he also went on to say because it meant that he couldn't be tried in a... in a court, and maybe
a good idea.
But that was kind of left out of most of the coverage.
But anyway, Jeremy Corbyn hates poor people.
He hates poor people.
But a lot of that we've been talking about this the week, haven't we? There was Question Time and a working mother of four children who had voted for the Conservative Party in the election. Bearing in mind, they said that they wouldn't cut tax credits for families. And she actually got very upset on Question Time because, they had, and they did.
Yeah, and...
They don't really do promises, do they?
Well, no, they make promises...
To their mates.
To their mates. We'll help you out. Yeah, you can move your taxes offshore.
Come on in, Saudi Arabian sort of corruption.
Yeah, well... We've given up on that because we realised that supporting a regime... Well, no, we still support them, but... Not so explicitly.
Yes, not quite so publicly.
Yeah. We're okay with you crucifying innocent men.
Yes. But we're not going to supervise your prisons, was it that?
Yeah, we're not going to supervise your prisons because there's quite a lot of torture, possibly, allegedly, in them. It'd be great if we got sued by the Saudi Arabian government. Maybe that could be the aim for this show.
How many people can we get sued by in half an hour?
I'm sure we can do our best. Like, Florence Welsh's lawyers are probably on the phone right now.
For me claiming that she was intoxicated.
Yeah. But yeah, it was quite sad, really.
It was very sad, I think.
We saw a few comments on Facebook, which were just sort of from people who claim to be left-wing.
They're not truly left-wing. Not like us.
No, but they were just being really... snooty about it.
Yeah, like, she made the decision to vote for the Conservative Party. Not one I made or would make, but she made the decision to vote for the Conservative Party. And it doesn't help Labour at all, or any other left-wing party, to be like, oh yeah, she got what she deserved then.
Oh, yeah.
But, well, no, because they lied to her. Yeah. And of course she believed that, you know, like, we should be offering her, like...
You'd be saying, well, yeah, they did lie to you, here is our alternative, rather than, yes, they lied to you.
Yeah, Tory scum.
Yeah, that'll teach you. It was just
you actual sort of person who should... That the Labour Party should appeal to,
but
it was really infuriating, and it doesn't help the left wing cause.
No,
at all.
So if that was you, and you were that person, just stop it.
Have a think about what it's like to be a single mother of four who's working. And maybe the decisions that she made might not be the same decisions that you've made. And, you know, maybe that's okay.
I mean, I'd prefer not to have made that decision.
No, I think we all would. But there's no, you know...
Yeah, we're not going to... Like,
it's too late now. Yeah. And, you know, the Conservatives did lie to people, and they are liars. And sorry, that was very opinion-y.
But they are... They're probably... I think they're probably inherently evil people.
Mm.
It confuses me.
I did in my A level politics. We had one of the questions was: is conservatism actually an ideology, or is it literally just the way of maintaining elite power? And I said that it was a way of maintaining elite power because it's not actually an ideology. It's not like socialism or liberalism, where there are sort of tenets that you follow and like. Do you know what I mean? It's literally just. They had one nation conservatism, and then as like capitalism sort of kicked in, they were like, oh, hang on, flip to this new right stuff, because that's the best way of keeping rich people rich.
Yeah. I struggle to understand.
It's not real, but it is real. It's very real.
It's all around us.
Yes.
It's like a depressing fog.
Yes, it's the reason that you have to pay £9,000 a year.
Yeah, I'm still quite annoyed about this. Anna's from Wales and pays...
The Socialist Republic of Wales. I only pay £3,500 a year because the rest is covered by a grant. And the Welsh Conservatives recently said that if they got into power in the Welsh Assembly, which is our Welsh Parliament...
What, you have a parliament? Parliament?
Yeah, I did my work experience there.
Ooh, wow.
It's a very nice building, actually. It's called the Senate.
It is. It was designed... by somebody. Yeah, it's nice as wooden.
Yeah, it's got a big sort of oak tree shape in the middle. Mm. Anyway, yeah, they said that if they get in there in the Welsh Assembly elections, that they're going to get rid of the that grant system, which will make my brothers and sisters' lives a lot harder than mine, because I'm going to come out with a lot less debt than them and you guys.
Yeah, I'm actually playing a game at the moment. It's called How Much Debt Can I Get? and the answer is quite a lot. I'm going to be at university for years and years.
I didn't realise until I went to pick up the contraceptive pill from the pharmacy here that you have to pay for prescriptions.
Yeah, yeah.
That's not a thing in Wales.
Yeah, it's why I'm riddled with...
horrible
thing.
Skin diseases.
Yeah.
I'm looking at him now and it's just like flaking, disgusting sort of... Riddled,
yeah. I'm not actually allowed to say what they are.
No.
For legal reasons. but I just can't afford the £8 charge.
Yeah, it was a surprise to me, because I went in there like, how old are you? And I was like, oh, 18. They're like, right, that'll be... What's it? It's a set price for everything.
Yeah, it is.
But that's annoying, because if you're buying like one really small thing, and you're like, why am I paying like £8 for what is essentially a tube of cream?
Yeah, but...
Not in Wales,
but then you do have other problems.
Yes, with... Yes.
Many other problems.
Wales is very poor.
Yeah. It's also quite wet. Lovely countryside, though.
Lovely beaches.
Lovely beaches. Worst sunburn of my life in Wales. But that was because my friends at the time were not willing to put sun cream on my back.
It's not... Well, they weren't friends, Ollie.
No. It's not gay. It's not gay if you just...
just precautionary.
I just don't want melanoma. Yeah, that was a long time ago.
Should we brush over? It's clearly something quite traumatic.
Yeah, it peeled for a week and I had to go cycling for a week with like a rucksack on.
Horrible.
It was quite uncomfortable.
And then you had to pay for your prescription for the cream or something like that.
No, we just had aloe vera gel in the house, obviously.
Oh, yeah. Not a plant. My mum's got a plant.
Does she extract? Oh, my Lord. You actually, I feel common around you. Your poor family. Or not. Maybe that is not so poor. We'll move on from this mindless drivel to junior doctors. They've also been getting a bit of a rough time.
Yeah. There's been a lot of protests in London mainly, but that's just because the people that I know, I can see from like Snapchat and stuff what's going on. I think it's about the contracts that junior doctors have.
Yeah.
And changes that Jeremy Hunt is making to those contracts that would mean junior doctors get paid a lot less than they would. And many doctors would say that if the changes that he wants to implement go through, there's no point in them being doctors because it's the amount of time they have to work for the money. It's just ridiculous. Because actually, I think, I don't know, I do an arts degree, but being a doctor's probably really hard and
yeah,
really stressful.
I met a medic over student over the summer, and he was saying they now build in lectures in their course on... You will have a mental breakdown. You will burn out. It will become too much. You will have to take a few months off work a few times in your career because it's all just got to you. And the fact that like they're preparing doctors for that just because it's assumed that their lives are going to be horribly stressful and probably quite cancerous perhaps shows that they're already working pretty hard.
Yeah, and I'm just looking now. The pay cut would be up to 30%. With normal hours being extended to include 7 a.m. till 10 every day except Sunday.
Mm.
That's horrible.
Yeah, it's this... Like, we obviously all want to be able to access healthcare every single day.
But not from a doctor that's so tired he sticks me the needle in the wrong place and gives me some medication for something I've never got and never will get instead of the cast I need for my broken arm.
I mean, there's so much... Like, they're privatising large parts of the NHS. Maybe this is just sort of a way of like forcing that privatisation on...
Yeah, but it's selling us this lie that the NHS can't cope. And the NHS can cope when it's being funded properly. The NHS can't cope when it's being sort of semi-privatised and sort of played with and messed around with. The NHS was fine. If you mess with it, then of course it won't be fine.
Sounds like liberal rubbish. It'd be much better if we just sent it all out to private companies and then just like let only the rich people access it, and then basically the poor people will just die. And we solved a problem. Just let them die in poverty. Do you remember the good old days when they used to live in the north and we could just like write the north off? Like half of them were just down mines and they died in there. Bloody canaries. Ugh. Awful people.
I'm also just following this story, just going to be moving on from that. Jeremy Hunt has blamed the BMA, which is the British Medical Association, the union for the doctors, for not explaining it properly. I call me biased, but Jeremy Hunt's a bit of an idiot, so...
This is the man that told us that we should be working like the Chinese. I have a Chinese
in a
wife.
The communist, like, dictatorship or whatever of China...
We apparently don't work hard enough. We have the longest working hours of any sort of European country. Like we work more than everyone else, and yet we are not working hard enough. So, yeah, we should do more, apparently. Maybe that'll kill a few working class people.
Yeah, I mean, why not? Because there's so many of them.
I mean, they're basically just a scourge on the nation.
Why would you have tax credit cuts when you could just accidentally kill a load of them off?
Well, I think if they wanted to do this, they should just cut the winter fuel allowance.
And all the old people would die.
Pensions are expensive. The problem is that it's all the old
women
and men who vote Tory.
Yeah,
so they need to be kept alive and
on drips to maintain that sort of...
That's sort of horrible dystopian future
sort
where there's just
matrix-y.
Like room after room of these old wrinkled hags all there sat with like drips in their arms and just like spouting Daily Mail bigotry. Like,
I'm not racist, but these immigrants.
Yeah, sort of having a weird sort of hate-love relationship with their Filipino nurse that comes in to wipe the crap that they've soiled themselves in. And I hate you because you're not white, and I hate that you're taking a job away.
But I'm reliant on you to exist.
Yeah.
I mean, not all people... All old people...
No.
Are inherently right-wing.
Just a lot of them.
Just a lot of them.
Yeah. It's sad that... As you get older, you get more and more right-wing, and you sort of...
I'm going to get more and more.
You're going to be a Tony Benn.
Yeah.
And just become, like, by the time you're dying, just like, I want communism.
Yeah. Full communism. Yeah, why not? I mean, just to annoy everyone who's... All those sort of slightly middle-aged people who are like, oh, you'll mellow out when you get older, and it's like... No, I'm not going to mellow. I don't mellow. I've been like this since I was five.
God,
always been slightly terrifying.
Your poor parents.
I know. a thought for them.
Yeah. You know in The Incredibles where they don't know what the small child's power is and then it turns into like a horrible devil?
Yeah.
That's how I imagine you, Anna.
I was actually a very easy child, but just horribly, horribly precocious, I think.
Oof. Sounds awful. This is a song. Hello.
Welcome back to This Is Not The News, where we're kind of just really talking about the news, but...
Not.
Being a bit rude as well, so that's why we can't say it's the news, because we are just basically being rude to people that we don't like. Which is one of the things that me and Oliver, who haven't known each other for long, but a hobby that we share... A hobby? Is that the wrong... It's really the wrong word to use.
I think it is a hobby. My friend once told me, judging people is 99% of my life. And
what's the other 1%?
I don't know. Existing. Presence. Yeah. I think it's fine. As long as you judge the right people for the right reasons, you'll be okay.
You know, you summed it up pretty well. As long as your judgments kind of match up with what we expect of people, which is to be very left-wing. not too annoying.
That's quite a small...
Yeah,
it's quite
already narrowed down, like...
More than
yes.
A lot of... Most people are not in this box. But for some strange reason, somebody has actually tweeted in asking for a shout-out.
Shout-out to the Mature Student Society. They would like you to know that they are mature students, and traditionally this means 21 plus, but they're very inclusive.
Oh, are they?
And their music choice is also diverse.
Oh. I bet they're the kind of people that have tote bags.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. They've got a collection of plastic bags under the sink from before...
When Safeway was a shop.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
I remember that.
I remember Safeway.
Yeah.
So, when they were all converted into Morrisons.
Yeah, and... the one in my grandma's local town. She was very pleased, actually. The selection of meats was so much better.
Did she vote Conservative?
No, she didn't, actually. Okay. We assume. She reads The Guardian.
Oh.
But, yeah, sometimes says things that are a bit dated. But,
Is that the polite way of saying slightly racist, or...?
Yeah.
Okay.
Basically, yeah. I mean, I don't think she's actually racist.
Oh, no.
She's just...
Maybe says things that are no longer said.
Yeah. better than the other one, who probably is a racist. But everyone has them, and everyone sort of loves them. What else has happened in the news this week?
And I mean, I feel like all that anyone's been talking about on social media is just that plastic bag charge again, which is just so irritating because I can't steal plastic bags from England now and smuggle them over the border and sell them for, you know, below 5p prices in Wales.
Were you running like a whole?
Yeah, it was like a kind of like a drug ring, but less exciting.
No one was trying to stop you.
No. The police were just sort of quite happy to let me crack on.
My mother has just texted me because she's listening, and she said, "Grandma is not racist, and she is Labour." So there you go. My 85-year-old grandmother
is not a racist.
Is not a racist.
Should we have the air horn sound?
Yeah,
I think.
My grandma's not racist.
Are we also going? Is your mum going to be our official correspondent, do you think?
For what?
I don't know.
Just sort of middle age.
Yeah.
She probably. I'm sure she could. She's very good at being middle age. I think she was born middle age from all accounts. This is horrible. I'm just sort of sending out to my mother, who was actually listening. God, you're a boring old cow. I suppose the other big news, which is, two laugh-a-minute stories she just said something that I can't say on air. It's terribly rude. Were the conflict in Israel and Palestine seems to be kicking off again, because
yes,
as it just seems to be on a permanent loop.
Yeah, it just kind of, I'm always loath to get to talk about it, because I feel like I don't fully understand the conflict, and I feel like it's a very difficult area, but it does sort of seem very constant, doesn't it?
Yeah. So that'll probably blow up into some kind of war.
And Russia and Syria.
Yes.
That's a thing.
That's now a thing. Russia is paving the way for Assad's advance on Aleppo. It's great.
It's so nice that we'll see World War III in our lifetime.
I've always wondered how I'd react.
I've always wanted to see what food rationing was like. Oh. I've always wondered what being hungry feels like.
Oh.
So now I can find out.
Well, maybe if you had your tax credits cut.
Oh,
maybe,
yeah.
Maybe you will. Not that I pay tax, but...
Well, I do, but I shouldn't have done. It's all very
I actually got a I got my tax rebate back.
I'm getting mine in April. I have to wait.
Yeah, it's exciting. Yeah, I mean, there is a very, very my God, we're talking about taxes.
We're so middle-aged. We don't need a middle-aged correspondent. We're boring enough. We bought Prosecco crisps as an exciting sort of like highlight to our day, like.
Yeah, my mother, again, she is so kind. Does this end soon? Never mind World War III, Strictly is on.
Have you watched Daisy Harriet dancing on Strictly? It is one of the singularly the most terrifying things I have ever seen in my life. There's something about the facial expression that he pulls when he dances that genuinely strikes fear into my heart.
I noticed last night, your boyfriend's background to his phone
is Ainsley Harriet. I think it's a sort of inside joke
with himself.
No, I think with his friends.
Ah.
There's a weird YouTube video of Ainsley Harriet. I don't know if you've seen that.
No.
I'll try and get them to show you. Me and Ollie are having dinner together because we just love spending time. I'll show you over dinner.
Great. For those of you who are wondering, maybe you've tried to listen in and you're wondering why you aren't hearing your own children on air. It's because they aren't doing their shows. We've actually extended what should have been a nice half an hour into
a painful 45-50 minutes.
Yeah.
Because why have it short and sweet when it can be long and sour? This is the opposite.
Story of my sex life. Sorry.
Okay.
I'm going to put a song on before
sour?
We... something you don't want to know. Goes back to the lack of prescriptions. Here is a song that I'm going to play. I really enjoy this.
Oh no.
Hello.
Sorry about that. Slightly premature Blondie playing. I've chosen our last song to be Maria by Blondie, which is a disappointment to me because it's not my favourite Blondie song, and I expected more of the station to have more Blondie on its archives, but I guess you can't have everything, so I'll be bringing in my own music next week. So
I actually saw Blondie live.
I saw Blondie live. When did you see Blondie live?
I think it must have been about 2009, maybe.
I think I saw her in 2013 or 2012.
Yeah, there was a Latitude Festival.
Oh, goodness me.
Yeah, with my parents.
Did you bring your own tote bag? Was everything just packed in tote bags?
No, it wasn't. Not all of it. Some of it was. Not all of the time. We do have other bags in our house, not just tote ones.
We've sort of gone over this
massively.
But try not to get upset next week when we actually only have half an hour.
But maybe that's a good thing.
Maybe it's we should sort of constrain ourselves slightly.
Yeah, we'll cut it down into much more sort of snappy.
We promised you edgy, hip and dry.
Yeah.
I mean, we're always edgy and we're always hip. Maybe work on the dryness bit.
Are you always dry, Anna?
God's sake, God.
50 Cent found that funny.
I'm so glad. Of course he would.
Yeah, he did. I'm just excited. I found loads of sound effects. That's 50 Cent laughing. Should we bring this to an end?
Yes.
Let's kill it now.
Quickly and painlessly before it drags out for too long and we lose, you know, our mental faculties.
They've long gone. This is not the news. And we will be back, possibly. Probably.
If we don't get told off.
Yeah.
I mean, we'll be back, but maybe next week we might have to be nicer.
Maybe next week we'll just slate Labour.
Yeah, to balance things out.
Yeah.
We could just have a Tony Blair slagging off session.
Ooh.
Because that's essentially slating Labour.
Mm.
And no one likes Tony Blair.
But he did wonderful things for education. There we go. Thank you all for listening. And if you stayed and listened the whole way through, well done. No prizes are coming to you.
You don't get to have the dismembered head of a Christmas ornament that Ollie brought in for me. But tune in next week to find out what will be in the cat hole next week.
It'll be fun.
Yeah.
So to play us out, this is Maria by Blondie. Thank you all for listening to This Is Not The News.